It seems so real. Walking in, he's immediately aware of the smell. The old wooden pews. It's dim inside. To his right, rows of candles that have been lit. The only illumination in this enormous sanctuary. Sounds of footsteps echo quietly on the floors, then whispers. He can see these figures shrouded in robes, their faces hidden underneath hoods. They seem unaware or unconcerned with his presence. He finds himself walking to the front, drawn to the front. Before him, hanging on a huge crucifix, is a life-sized wooden Jesus. Its features seem exaggerated and grotesque, yet mesmerizing. The pain-stricken eyes, the bloody palms, the thin, almost skeletal body. It's frightening. Then there's movement. It's shifting its head and staring at him. He turns around and looks for the other people. They've disappeared. A voice speaks. Chills needle down his spine. He jerks his head back toward the source. The splintered lips of this wooden figure forming words. Its face is changing. It's now his father's head on a tortured body. He can't move. It speaks to me. Look at what they did to me. It took me so long to discover the truth. You are not who you think. They are creating you now. You can see the holes, the cracks. You know there's an escape. You will be the enemy.
Angels grace the holiday. The toys, their purpose, they better keep it clean. If flesh don't break, they brush their cheeks and retouch their smiles. For broken ones, there is no hope. Their look is not in style. Buried in the sand on the island of the misfit toys.
As though the ghost-like veil is freed from its earthly restraints.